And we're back.
Alright, so whose turn is it now?
Me.
Hi, Dougie.
Wait, it's your turn?
Yes.
Didn't I go before you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. No, it's... Right, you, then me.
Yeah.
Since we rolled the same.
And he chose that.
Yeah.
So...
Healing word! Or, fine word.
Would any damage wake up the Psyduck?
Yes, unless you could agraw him.
Oh yeah, you can, that's good,
Cope de grace.
Cope de grace.
Coup de grace.
Coup de grace, yeah.
Yeah, I'm American. I say it with American accent. And American pronunciation.
Let's coup de grace. Let's do that.
That's almost like Margaux.
Yeah.
That is if you can hit. And do damage.
It's automatic critical. And if he doesn't kill him straight outright, then he has to roll a saving throw to see if he stays alive.
Exactly. But if he doesn't... Wait, so is that your ult? Your daily or whatever?
Yeah.
No. That's really awesome if it works.
It is.
If it works.
Yeah, if it works, it lets you coup de grace an entire enemy team.
No kidding.
Which it usually doesn't, so...
Well... That's the thing that sucks about rolls. Especially when I'm rolling for you.
Sorry, yeah. Rex. What are you looking for now?
Like, oh, there's still a dragon on your camera. It's just like hanging out there.
No,
yeah.
I don't really exist. Quick, loot an imaginary dragon. He has been captured.
So yeah, try to coup de grace him, dude. Behead him with your sword.
Shh, you guys all speak in French now? Thought I was the Frenchie of the group.
You are the Frenchie of the group. What? You are.
Jig off.
I took French classes in high school, actually.
I was speaking Spriddle. What?
It's infernal. Jag off means jag off.
It means a lot of things. It's the equivalent of condensing an entire paragraph of insulting you into two words.
I'm guessing you're moving next to the Psyduck.
Yes, I am.
How close next to them? Diagonally?
Yeah, diagonally. I don't want to be able to be flanked so easily.
Yeah, I just have to be adjacent, so...
Diagonally. Just make a basic melee attack or something.
I want to try to one-shot the dude.
Then one-shot him with a basic melee attack.
It won't. You have to do equal to the bloody value or greater.
With the crit?
No, yeah. but if you don't kill him outright, then he has to make a
saving throw. To live.
Yeah. And if he doesn't make the saving throw, then he dies outright.
What if he does?
Huh?
What if he does? Does he have to make the saving throw like
he loses
turn?
His head?
Okay, so I go there.
It's a straight up kill, not of unconscious.
No, I mean make the saving throw. If he does make it. He lives, right?
Yeah, but he just took the instant crit. Or the guaranteed crit.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay, yeah, basically I just do a Viper Strike. It's... versus AC.
Roll out here, so I can see.
Wait, I thought it was instant 20.
No,
if it hits.
If it hits, it's a...
What if you roll a 20 on a Coup de Grace?
Then you just... It's the same...
Okay, so it's not like...
Ow. You don't get a double crit, no.
You bitch.
Just roll, dude.
Yeah.
We can do it.
No, we can't.
Shit.
What is it?
Five. I rolled a, 17, and I can hit these bastards.
Yep, and even when he's asleep, it'll just, bounce off his head.
No, he hit the ground. He's like, okay, I'm gonna hit you.
He couldn't even make the guy's reflex at this point. Roll a five.
Wait, with more proficiencies and stuff.
He's not gonna hit.
You're not gonna hit.
All his proficiencies, he couldn't even hit one.
Got a higher proficiency and stuff than he does. Or...
How?
We have the same weapon with the same plus one.
Yeah, except his has an effect.
Yeah.
It doesn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we figured that. Alright, so it's
Sester. You rolled a five.
Okay,
no, it's not my turn. He gets to do a minor action or a free action of cursing the god for making him have such a crappy role.
Is anyone in danger of dying now, sir?
Yes.
Correct. Got healed.
Yeah, he healed him like up to four.
Got hit after that. Right?
No.
Oh, no, that missed?
Yeah, except, I mean, they're dying, because, like, apparently every monster in this encounter is attacking me.
Yeah, I'm only at 39.
Just the ranged ones.
They all have range.
Actually, they don't.
All the ones that are attacking us do.
Good point.
Okay, so...
And for that matter, neither queen was trying to kill Alcor, so...
Well, there you go. Alcor does count. 1, 2, 3.
By the way, you didn't curse me one last time.
Yeah, he did. He cursed the Gengar.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to finish off Gengar?
So, question. Who counts as closer from here?
He.
Okay. Then,
yeah.
Curse, Shadow Walk, Rev Shot.
Same.
Except I'm going to attack Gengar for now, since he's a dick.
Yeah.
And he needs to die.
11 plus 1 plus 6.
18
versus reflex.
It hits.
Hells yeah. Okay. 6 plus 9. Bitch dead.
6 plus 9, so that's 15 plus the 5 from your constitution.
Plus 4.
Plus 4 from constitution.
Yeah, how much did he hit for?
19.
Okay, yeah, he's dead.
and he gains the Peck Boon HP.
My fight money.
Doesn't have to be.
He got cursed.
He is cursed.
He got cursed last turn. Use the Gengar.
He cursed the Venom Gnat this turn.
This turn?
Yeah.
Last turn.
You can curse as many people you want. Only one per turn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Nidoqueen does what a Nidoqueen can.
Gonna go smack the Warlord since he's within the slow distance.
My turn's not over.
Okay.
Free action! Mutter something in Supernal.
Okay. He learned...
Mutter something what?
It's Supernal.
He learned the demonic and angelic languages.
Oh, by the way, Rex, you speak Primordial, right?
Yep.
We can talk to each other now.
Well, I speak Common, too, so you could talk to me before, but... Yeah, now you can talk to me in Primordial, too.
Yep.
Insight to read this, you know, try to understand by expression...
Nope. By the way, when we were talking earlier about your life story, it was in Primordial. They don't know that.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, they were also inside the inn.
And asleep.
So,
and well, trying asleep. To.
I
well,
sleep with my eyes open.
Maybe asleep. I don't know. They'd be pretty creeped out, so they might not have gone back to sleep immediately.
I sleep with my eyes open. I had to do a roll to see if I woke up from a nod.
He did seem that creeped out. After all, he was preaching about his God to me.
Okay, Nidoqueen creates a 3x3 square.
Around him?
No. It's, wait, I lost track. Area burst 3 within 10 squares.
Ouch. So, us?
Yeah, basically.
Ah, and just us? No, us?
At this rate, yeah, he can pretty much.
It's, like, between Alcor and...
So, yes. Just 3x3? Here?
No, it's...
All three of us.
Behind you, Joe. So one square east. Don't forget, it's a 3x3, so they'll still catch all three of you.
It's a 3x... It's burst 3? That's a 9-block square. So, yeah, the best parts would probably be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want it there.
Okay.
Because you don't want it to hit the paladin, or what?
It will hit the paladin.
Not if it's a 9...
No, burst 3 is only a 3x3, so it's really a 9-block square. If it's right here... That's the center of it. It would actually only hit Alcor and So if you put it between them, because we're in like perfect burst radius right here,
yes, because otherwise it'd be overpowered and hit half the field.
Yeah, burst 3 within 10 squares. Yeah, that's
right. So you choose your origin square and it goes out 3 from there, right?
No, that's what you call it.
Burst 3.
That's blast.
Yeah.
That's wait.
Burst 3 is the origin, and you choose outward.
Oh, so it's. That says burst?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's everyone.
So you're hitting the entire field, right? Except Rex.
Except Rex at this point, yeah.
Wait,
he hits himself, too.
Yep.
Okay.
And the horse?
Yes.
The horse.
He's in the air. It's away from the burst.
This Ponita has levitate.
Yeah, it creates a zone, and anything, any enemies, not allies, within the zone take a minus two penalty to attack rolls.
Is the horse an ally or an enemy?
Not to the Queen.
So it's not calculated in this.
So
okay,
it will get a minus two to attack rolls if you want to have it try to lumber towards it and bite its face off.
Let's just mark the...
So, 1, 2, 3...
Mark the origin squared, basically.
Yeah, but I also want to mark how far it goes.
This is mark the corners.
Three, one,
two, mark the corners.
Here's the problem, though. It's mobile.
Oh.
Well, does it move on... Does he have to have his turn to move it? So we can move it when...
Yeah.
As
there we go.
Action, yeah.
Yeah, well, it has to be his turn to move it,
so... Okay,
until
so
he moves it.
Plus, that,
it'll make
that
it easier
right,
to
right.
redistribute.
Yeah, right. Alright, so... What is that? Is that a standard?
Shit. No, it's basically his encounter power.
I mean, is it a...
Is it a standard encounter power?
Or
is it a minor? Or a free?
No,
or,
it's a standard.
Okay, so, cool.
And awesome. Then he also moves back southwest.
You can't remember, he's only two spaces.
Yeah, diagonally, southwest.
Two or one?
Two.
Oh, yeah, and then I come out with my stone and say, fuck you, I can do worse. Minus four.
Alright, so...
Okay.
Does it have any other penalty besides minus two?
No, that's
not. Okay.
I didn't make that was a priority, goddammit.
Well, this you did make it, which is the problem.
Hey!
Alcor.
Oh, it's his turn?
Yes.
Apparently.
By the way, the audacity made it.
That was actually your sister logging on MSN instead of playing this game with us, so that you didn't have all to
right,
go home early. Right.
I have an idea. I'm going to combat sprint out of this damn hole area. So I get to move 8 squares. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And, I'm going to charge over to the Venonat over here.
It was combat sprint your encounter or just...
It's an encounter utility.
Well, if it's encounter, doesn't mean you can only use it once unless it has a special thing saying you can use
it's
it?
It's my move action.
Yeah, encounter at will and is...
Yeah.
That doesn't actually have anything to do
and
with
it. And I'm going to Howling Strike them up.
If it counts as a move action, then...
Charge as an attack.
Charge
action.
As an attack and a move. But I must end my turn after the charge, but I can't use a minor action or anything like that,
yeah.
Or action points at all.
Okay. Yeah.
So, strength versus AC.
Nope.
Shit. Yeah, I'm just going to guess that's a no.
Nope.
What'd you got?
2.
2 plus 10.
No.
2 plus 10.
I like how he laughed at you and then said no.
Shit.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
it's over.
Ends his turn.
Okay. Psyduck. He's asleep.
Saving throw to wake
you
up.
Went wrong. No, Pikachu. There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. You almost got confused with him again.
Question.
Yeah?
Does Coup de Grace only work on melee or all attacks?
You have to be adjacent and use a basic attack.
Basic melee attack, yeah.
So, Coup de Grace...
No, you don't have to use a basic. I just looked it up. But you do have to be adjacent, though.
What? So you have to put your finger to their head and go...
Yeah, boom. If you want a magic missile, you have to go...
Execution style.
Yeah.
A stick.
Oh, okay.
He's like, oh, okay.
Here, I'll look it up again, just to be sure.
No, I have it on... I have it open, so...
Okay, continue. Alright, so whose turn is it now?
It's probably not
mine.
It's still Pikachu's turn.
Yeah, it says including abusive attack.
We're level 4, right?
Yeah, it's
Pikachu.
I'll get my cool stuff till later.
He moves...
Why is this...
diagonally northeast, and then north once.
So basically next to you.
Yep,
So he's going to stab a bitch in the face.
He's going to try.
I don't know, man, with your rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just have Alcor Coup de Grace.
Yeah, you should have. Then again, with the 2, you wouldn't have done any better.
No kidding, right? So I got my combat sprint on cooldown.
Aha! Wait. It misses.
You're like, wait, oh shit, I accidentally hit myself. Wait, no, I didn't. Oh,
it would have hit me at level 2.
Oh, but you buffed your character? While we were gone?
No.
What?
I did this at the beginning. Remember I said I was screening you guys and scaling it up level 4.
Oh. I didn't know you actually had your character calculated to that.
He did. He did everything except the skills, I'm guessing.
Oh.
Because that was taking a long time to do.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Depends on class.
Yeah.
Maybe I just went for mostly infernal stuff.
Okay.
Or stuff that made me not die.
And...
I just threw the cards away, like, after.
Set it on fire.
Oh my god, it's my turn.
You can only move 5 squares.
I can only move 5 squares,
so you have to go after Venonet.
1, 2, 3. I'm out of the area.
Yep.
So I'm gonna use a Divine Challenge on him, so I'm gonna mark him.
Okay. Your mother was a prostitute. Or so says my god.
And... I'm gonna Radiant Smite him. Radiant Smite. It's my encounter power.
Okay.
Alright, so strength versus AC. Let's go.
I like how no one heals me.
18 plus 3 plus 1. If I didn't hit it with that, I'd be really, really sad.
If only you got a 20. You can only hit if you roll a 20.
Okay, so that's gonna be two d8 plus 5. Okay, where's my d8? This is a d8. Can I borrow a d8? I got it. Okay. So 11 plus 5 plus. Oh yeah, I'm plus 1 for my damage. So plus 5. Yeah, 17 damage.
That seems to be the running number with our DPS.
Except I had to use an encounter for mine.
Yeah, well, you're a healer, so.
Well, if I was using a two-hander, I'd probably do more, but...
You're still a healer, so.
Yeah. I like my shield.
Is that it?
Yeah, he's marked until the end of my next turn.
Yay.
I need this back.
Ah.
Lol. And then a magic kitty rock comes out of nowhere.
Wait, isn't it like Rix's turn?
Are you done with your turn?
Yeah, I used every single action except yelling at him.
Yes.
Well, maybe you should start doing that.
It's Rix's turn, though.
Yay!
Okay.
By the way, I forgot to mention, but the Pikachu is no longer slowed. You've got to see him with your own past.
Okay.
I will magic missile Venonat.
Okay.
19. You hit.
Yeah,
okay.
We pretty much did it. That's a pretty big ass roll.
Yeah.
2d4, right?
Yeah, 2d4 plus 4.
3. 4 plus 4, 8.
8 damage.
8 damage. Okay.
Plus, if you have an implement that doesn't suck,
you become bloodied.
Yay!
Yeah, you guys got that under control.
We better.
No kidding.
Do you move at all? No.
No,
he's happy.
Rex is good.
Okay, Venonat.
Yeah, he's
I like my imaginary hat. It makes me feel better. Surprised you guys don't want one.
If he attacks anyone that's not me, he actually takes
he'll die.
He'll take 7 damage. So plus he's challenged at like a...
He's not flanked right now, right? Because
I tried not to do that. Oh, I would have had the same rolls, but...
Right, he shifts self 1. Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, he shifts self 1. No, wait.
The dragon got captured.
God, I keep forgetting about some of his powers.
I swear, I need to make that damn Excel document. You'll be happy.
Okay, yeah. Since you're adjacent to him, he can actually shift 3 squares, so...
So...
Where's he gonna go?
2 more. Himself. 2 more, yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling he's gonna hurl a javelin at me. What do you think?
He's gonna hurl a javelin at me.
It's better than him hurling one at me.
Good point, but...
No, but he challenged. Plus he take penalty and damage, and...
Anyway...
And he'd get me even more pissed off at him.
He's marked, right, so minus 2?
Yeah.
Only if he attacks anyone. No penalties if he attacks me.
Oh,
okay. I think he's calculating whether or not he wants to attack the Warlock. That nobody wants to heal.
You're out of range.
Nobody.
I mean, I could use my daily, but...
You were next to me before.
22 versus AC.
Huh?
22 versus AC.
That hits.
Yes. No, you should have been dual wielding shields.
No. Like my sword.
Worked before. It would have been at 25.
Okay. 3. 6. 13 damage.
13 damage. Alright.
Why fight?
Actually, that didn't. That...
No money. Whatsoever.
Okay.
That just didn't feel good.
No. Alright.
And. Psyduck. He is asleep.
Does he wake up?
Does he wake up? He does.
Aww. Okay. End of turn. Psyduck wakes up.
No, wait, wasn't Psyduck's turn before the other guy?
No.
No.
Yeah, because Psyduck's the one that hit Rex. And Rex got hit first, and Venonet's the one that hit
me. He's staying the same at the same point.
Yeah, they've got actually the same initiative, so it doesn't really matter.
They got really ridiculous. He rolled ridiculously high, by the way, because I know those monsters didn't have that high a goddamn initiative.
He rolled 20 on both of them.
If I remember right, I rolled 18 for those.
Right here, man.
Yeah, I know those things didn't have that high of initiative, goddammit.
Yeah.
They're level 3.
And then this airship comes out of nowhere.
Okay, whose turn is it next?
For my father!
I will be nice, and I shall shift northeast one.
This horse is amazing.
And then inspiring word on Joe.
Damn straight.
So, 1d6, plus your healing surge, so plus 3.
I don't want to use my healing surge. What? Okay, I'm at full health.
You were like, the one who doesn't heal me doesn't heal me. And then I'm like, okay, fine, I'll heal you. I'm not sure if serious.
Okay. So whose turn is it next?
It is Joe's turn.
Huh. Damn it. Well, I was going to blow his brains out, but since he moved, I guess I'll go attack someone else. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And turn around. And then, of course, I have all those.
Warlock's Curse, blah, blah, blah.
Warlock's Curse is already on him, so I'm going to wait for that. And Eldritch Blast.
Shit.
That doesn't work at
two.
All.
Okay. Yeah, that we can tell already that didn't happen. You want to spend an action point?
No, not yet. This is only the first encounter.
I know.
I'm not too worried about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we gonna do something?
And
else?
My guy is very upset. In turn.
It flies
He's
by the venom. Spent
a free action to describe his emotional state.
No, my free action is my dragon is calling me dirty names in Draconic.
Yay!
Okay. Right there, seriously.
Alright, Nidoqueen spends minor action to sustain the cloud, and he moves it southwest 3 squares.
As a free action moves it, or as a standard?
It's part of the minor to sustain
it. Okay, so.
3?
Yeah.
Alright, so it's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
It's like Minecraft all over again.
Yep. That's a big-ass area, dude.
It is.
And it only seems to be affecting us two. It actually seems like a horrible strategic maneuver.
It's covering
Not
all these guys.
Because, yeah, it covers them for a mouse, so any of the melee that get close will take it.
Well, not from here.
Well, no, not
That from Pikachu here. Is kind of,
He's screwed either way.
Yeah, this guy has to run away at this point, or run into the Venonat.
Or throw a horse idol. It's a heavy weapon.
Alright, so is
and...
he... And... He's gonna throw a javelin at us, I'm guessing.
Nope. He casts a hex upon Alcor.
Really? Ooh. Not me. Okay.
And it is...
Okay. I'm about to cleave a bitch.
I know the feeling.
22 versus roll.
That hits for shit ton, yeah. I only have 14 will. Alcorn only has 14 will. He's kind of simple-minded.
Okay, nothing Dude, happens at not the moment, but if it moves... But any time Alcorn moves until save ends, if he moves, he will take 3d6 plus 1 damage.
Oof. I guess I'm throwing an axe.
No more charges.
Not necessarily. He could still charge. You just have to eat it.
Yes, he would have to eat it.
Which, knowing him, he probably still would.
Yeah. Of course, turn.
Question. If Nino Queen dies, does the effect disappear, or do you have to wait
still
until... No, I mean the... Whatchamacallit?
Oh, no.
Or do you have to wait until what would have been their next turn?
Usually it sustains...
It persists until the end of the goblin's next turn.
And if the goblin is dead and doesn't have a next turn, does it instantly stop, or does it just count as if it would have had a next turn?
Yeah, until it hits the next turn.
Okay.
It'll dissipate when it's normal turn order.
Well, he's at 4. How much is that? 3d6?
Yeah, plus 1.
36 plus 1. Is he bloody?
Huh?
Is he bloody? Then on that. Because I'm about to get...
Yes, he is bloody.
I'm about to get all raging on his ass right now.
Yep.
Yes, he's bloody.
I'm going to move, take the do the damage rolls.
Okay.
Six.
Five.
Blah, 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 blah.
Five.
Shit.
Five.
So
that's
16.
Close.
All right, he'll eat it.
That was the most retarded rolls ever. One, it like lands and rolls like a normal. Then another, it like bounces off and rolls and lands as five.
So 16?
It just does it like Elcor.
It starts to tip over, then tips back down as a five.
Okay, I'm gonna go effing, Bloodstrike on him.
Minus 2 penalty.
Hell yeah.
Very angry Elcor.
Okay.
Very angry.
Let's do this, bitch. Okay, strength versus AC.
Elcor smash.
How much is that?
19.
Plus 10.
Mud up dead.
Okay, so it's gonna do 3d12 plus 5.
3d12?
It's his, encounter.
Oh, okay.
He's a really pissed off guy right now.
I can imagine.
Alright, first one.
The table doesn't count. It's coming over to me. Where'd it go?
Okay. 10.
Ouch. Bitch dead.
10. 12.
Okay, he's dead.
Yeah, I just hit him for 37.
He is now mincemeat. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, no.
He would have been fine up until your third dice roll.
He joined Spencer in haunting us.
Okay, so, Rage Blood Vigor activates. I get 2 temporary HP. I'm gonna activate my racial power, freaking Swift Charge, which grants me when I kill a person, I get to charge. So I'm gonna charge this motherfucker here.
Wait, don't you have to charge the closest person?
Oh, wait, it's closest. Who's closer? Oh, yeah, Psyduck. I'm gonna charge Psyduck.
Okay. 3d6 plus 1.
Okay, go.
2.
6.
4. 5.
How much
11.
Is it?
11. Plus 1
that's
is 12.
Six, yeah, so
12. 12. So he takes 10 damage and he loses his shield. And he's also bloody, by the way.
Yeah.
So that makes him stronger.
In a single turn, you ate like 22 damage.
Hey, I've eaten more just from John's normal encounter. So that's nothing.
I'm going to Howling Strike that bit. I'm going to Howling Strike him. So it's strength versus AC. 8. That's the wrong dice. Whoops. Nine, 19 versus AC.
Hits.
Okay. 12 plus DDC. Sorry, Ricks. I know it's taking a while, but... So it's 8 plus 4, so 12.
Okay.
Woo! And he's lost half his health. More than.
10 more damage than he lost. Counts for something.
Yep. If he was raging, it would actually, gain a lot more, but I'm not using my rage for this. Hell no.
These guys are weak.
Yay.
Level 3s. I mean,
that was
on.
A long turn.
No shit.
Pikachu.
Pikachu?
Pikachu?
I might have... What's Alcor's, thing?
For my father?
Oh, yeah, and saving a throw against that stupid-ass Hex. 18, I'm saved.
Yep.
Okay.
After you ate the damage.
After I ate all that damage. That was an effective hex, by the way. Good job on that.
Yeah, ow.
You're kind of like, I'll eat it. It's okay. I'll eat it. It's okay.
Hey, he ate it and he's still alive.
Yeah, that's true.
For now.
Okay, let's try
everything attacks him now.
Okay, Pikachu shifts. Northwest one with his encounter power, which is burst one and allows any allies adjacent to shift one as well. So he shifts, and so Psyduck shifts west one.
Okay. I think he's really pissed. They're really pissed off at Alcor. What do you think?
And okay.
Damn it.
Ow.
Alcor should move.
He can eat it.
Not in what I have planned.
Fiery bolts, do it.
I think that misses. It's 14 versus AC.
Oh, that actually does miss.
Okay.
Sweet.
Fine, John. But if you die, it's not my fault.
Which goes back to Border Guard.
I can't reach anything. Wait, I can try. I can.
No, you can.
You can try to.
One, two, three.
Oh, I can. I can.
And you'll be adjacent, so you can lay on hands once it's faced.
Or I can go for an opportunity attack.
No, because then you can't heal Elcor, and he really needs you to heal him right now.
1, 2, 3.
Again, strategy.
Okay, I'm going to lay on hands him. He's going to heal, let's see, 4 plus 12, 16. So he's 22 plus 16, that's 38. He's pretty good. He's pretty well off, and I lose another healing surge.
Yay.
Down to 12.
Oh.
Like, oh, so sad. Only 12 for the whole day. We get through like.
Do I have anything to take down this Pikachu?
No.
I'm gonna divine. Oh wait, I can't divine challenge. Crap.
It's been done.
I'm just gonna smack the. I'm just gonna hit him with the enfeebling strike.
Do you have anything that has a push?
No.
Oh. Sucks to be you.
I can bull rush him.
I should totally fiery bolt here so it gets both of you. Revenge!
18 plus 10 versus AC.
By the way, you know how I said it's easier to hit AC than anything else?
Yeah.
That's why.
Ah.
Plus 10.
Okay, so that hits. Against what again?
The Pikachu.
The Pikachu.
Okay, so I'm gonna. It's 1d8 plus charisma. I know, it's not a lot, I know.
What the? Here's a puppy, boys. This puppy.
And I hit him for 8 damage.
This puppy is very depressed.
Oh, 9 damage, sorry.
Oh. 9 damage.
Okay, is he bloody?
This puppy doesn't like being alone. Makes her crap. I think she has to go out.
He has just become bloody. Yeah, well, great. Pause.
Rex?
Oh.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry, the doggy's all doing crying and making us feel bad, so we're gonna let her pee quick.
Pausing. Press the save button.
No, just pause. Okay. Alright. Okay. So it's Rex's turn.
Okay. I will move, northwest. I think 3 spaces would give me line of sight on Pikachu.
Yep.
Okay. And then I will magic missile Pikachu.
Poor Pikachu! Alright, so it's. What is it? D20 plus.
Yeah, D20 plus 6.
Okay. 5 plus 6! You miss.
You miss.
Hey, at least the dice hit Oswin. So that makes you feel any better.
It does.
Alright. Do you want to use an action point?
Actually, it hit Oswin. And John at the same time.
And the Pikachu.
Slightly at the Pikachu.
Alright, so whose turn is it now?
Psyduck.
Psyduck!
It is the.
Psyduck.
Psyduck.
Hey, go for your.
And because he's adjacent, he will shift. Let's see.
By the way, Pikachu's marked, so. Oh, wait, no, did I mark him?
Nope.
No.
No,
I heal.
Shift which direction?
I see him. Guessing flanking Alcor at this point. Unless he wants to run away, but I don't know. We haven't actually hit him yet.
Yeah. To flank Alcor. So far, he's only been checking his javelins like every turn.
They're very effective.
Yeah, they do hurt.
They do hurt.
Okay, Alcor, you're going to have to eat the main blast.
Oh.
That would freaking kill him.
How do opportunity attacks work here?
You get plus two attack on the attack rolls.
Okay, well, because of his trait, within his weapon's reach, he can do an opportunity attack. So he opportunity attacks Alcor, so that's like 2+2 to rolls.
Wait, how's he opportunity attack Alcor?
Threatening reach, the Hobgoblin can make opportunity attacks against enemies within its weapon's reach.
From charging?
No, just any basic attack.
That's his special ability.
Automatically gains an opportunity attack.
He already has an opportunity attack right now. Oh, wait, no, opportunity, yeah. Okay, so...
So he gets +4 to rolls right now. So that's actually +12 versus AC.
Huh.
8+20.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And it hits 4.
Well, Doggy's all cute and stuff.
Doggy's going crazy.
1d10+6.
And they just took it out on the walk.
7+6, 13.
13 damage. Guess what?
He's bloody?
No, he's not.
Okay.
What, really?
Yep.
Did you, like, full heal him or what?
No, I healed him exactly 1 HP, he's 1 HP from bloodied.
Wow.
My turn. I shift down northeast and inspiring word Alcor.
Why don't you just flank the Pikachu?
Because he's not a fighter. Not a DPS.
Yeah, I'm flank healer right now.
How many inspiring words do you have? I thought you used 2 already.
3,
oh.
So he's wasting his last one on Alcor.
Yes!
2 is the DPS butch one.
So, +3 to his healing surge.
Okay, so,
Alcor has no more healing surges!
No, I've been using...
I know. Yeah, Lay on Hands uses yours.
So,
and
3.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? Alcor is still not bloodied.
Wait, Nidoqueen was cursed, right? Or was it Sidon?
No. It was a Venonat, and then I beat the
out. No. I had cursed him, the second turn.
Yeah, but
then
you
I killed and then used Warlock's Curse. After he was dead.
Oh. I didn't catch that part.
No, Alcor
that's what I was saying. I was saying to wait Warlock's Curse until after I killed Venonat. Did I missed
time.
Him, though, right?
You missed him, and then Alcor did the finishing blow,
okay,
so he haven't.
So, damn it, you guys moving... You screwed up my... Oh, no. Move 1, 2, 3 over here. Warlock's Curse that bitch. I still have Prime Shot and Shadow Walk. And I'm getting a little fed
actually,
up with this son of a bitch.
He's closer.
3, 1, 2, fuck. Yeah, screw it. No prime shot.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys. Diabolic Grasp. And then it, okay. This bitch. 20. Ooh, verse Fortitude.
By the way, that's, yeah, that's...
It's automatic.
Yeah, so how much damage does it do?
2d8. 16 plus
6.
4.
Plus your walk scars.
Plus, I still have to roll for that. That doesn't get crit.
Okay.
So, yeah, 20 plus 5.
25 damage.
25 damage, and I push the bitch away.
From where?
Nice.
Let's see.
Finally.
To slide to anywhere you want.
No, it's slide number 1 plus intelligence modifier, so 3 spaces this way. Yes, we'll get surrounded and that'll blast you. It'll be AOA heaven.
Alright, so. Ow.
So, yeah, I pretty much just summoned a giant fist and punched him from where the. Just sent his head rolling.
You bloodied him.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, and then at the beginning of the turn, have to roll for a charge for. Okay, it's rolled.
Hello, heavily panting dog that's about the size of my fist.
Alright.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it now?
Let's see, it would be.
Yep.
Nidoqueen,
finished.
I think. Yeah. And I am done, yeah.
And yes, yeah, so it is Nidoqueen's turn.
So yeah, prime shot. Just roll a 20.
Yeah. Hope Alcor can do that, because if he gets a 20 hit right now, that's a double kill. Probably.
Can I also kill Beauregard?
No, it's allies only.
The cleave?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the whirlwind. The whirlwind is indiscriminate.
Wait, can your cleave hit someone behind you?
Yeah, it's a burst one.
Oh, okay. So just
okay. Cast a hex on Beauregard.
Like he's gonna go anywhere.
And it is 22.
Yeah, that's a, let's just you sure you say that number. Just yeah, it's a hit.
Versus 42.
Yeah, no, I have the only thing that's.
I thought you had a high fort.
Yeah, I have 16.
It's not high.
Wait. Yeah, 16.
Dude, I have higher fort than that.
So it's 2d6 plus
I won.
1, so 5 and 1.
5
so
plus 6,
for
6
7
damage.
Damage against you, and you are blinded until the end of Nidoqueen's next turn. Which means that.
Go, Nidoqueen.
All your targets have total concealment against you. And you take a minus 10 penalty to perception checks, and
so wait, total concealment means minus
combat advantage, and you can't flank.
Okay. All right. Whose turn is it now?
Is Alcor's turn.
What other things do I have? Oh yeah, quick cleaving. I'm gonna do a cleave.
He's gonna cleave a bitch.
Okay, first I do my attack roll against both, and then I'll do the damage.
Yep.
And
it's
against one AC.
Yeah, strength versus AC.
Does Elcor do anything that's not against AC?
No. I told you. He could, but I made him a one-trick pony.
Do you have to just roll for one attack roll?
Roll attack roll, one damage roll. Okay, so I'm going to go for Pikachu first. Crit, 20.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Elcor just outshined me.
Just roll for damage right now. Not roll, but how much damage?
Oh, I get a special ability when I crit, so I'm gonna just say I hit Pikachu for 20, or I mean hit Pikachu as a for a just for the attack roll, and for Psyduck, 12 plus 9.
Okay.
Pikachu's gonna die.
Okay, so Pikachu takes critical damage, which is 12 plus 4 plus 2, so
16. 18
damage. He takes D12 plus.
They said you got a special ability when you crit.
I'm gonna use that afterwards. It's called Rampage. I get a basic melee attack when I hit a critical ability.
Do you have to do it against when you crit against?
I have to roll. It's a double hit. So I have to roll another attack roll.
Okay, just do it right now.
Okay, I'm just gonna roll a second against Pikachu. It's 19 versus AC.
You hit.
Okay, so Pikachu will get hit for another,
This is when bitch dies.
This is when bitches die, so another D12 plus...
What if you rolled multiple 20s for that? Would it just keep going until they're
okay,
dead?
No, it's one per...
Oh.
So 7 plus 4 plus 2.
Yeah, he dies.
Pikachu!
Pika-pee! I kind of had a feeling that was going
to
happen.
Before he dies, he also grants plus 2 to against AC for him. You know what? That would have made a hit. Oh, wait. Yeah,
that
would have made a hit anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so, and then the side up will take 1d12 plus 7. Or, wait. 6. 9 plus 6, 15 damage on Psyduck.
Nice.
And Alcor is literally out of encounter moves. I've used every single one, even my class features.
Wow. Right, you have class features.
Oh, yeah, and he gets 2 temp HP.
Oh, yippee!
Yeah, Psyduck is bloody now.
Oh, yeah?
You better be.
After
all that shit.
Well, I have a Lego gun.
Beauregard, okay, I get a minus 4 on all my attacks, right?
Because of the...
Yeah.
I can still do this.
You don't take damage for moving, though, right?
No.
Okay, that was only
that
the other
relies
hex.
On, it's
that's a
like
different
an
hex.
Encounter power that can recharge.
Yeah.
And I have not yet recharged it, so...
Oh...
I'm gonna use my minor action for channel divinity metal, in which I can make a saving throw plus four, to try to get rid of my goddamn blindness.
Yep.
I get rid of my goddamn blindness, and I use that my minor action.
Oh, so you can't heal?
I can't. I can heal anyway.
Oh.
So okay, my channel divinity skills are kaputs.
Yippee.
And No one's bloodied around me, right?
Psyduck is bloodied.
Oh, just Psyduck?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't everyone bloodied, though? All the enemies?
Actually, yes.
All the enemies are, but...
And the orphanage is on fire!
My ally... This is supposed to be heal all out bloodied allies, so...
Oh.
You know what? I'm just gonna do the thing and just try to enfeebling him, goddammit. Enfeebling strike in my damn sword.
Nope.
Nope. I rolled a 4.
Okay, Fritz's turn.
Okay. I'm going to cast Force Orb on Nidoqueen.
Nope. Nope. You rolled a 4.
You gotta punch this guy, like, in the this computer into
I'm
the face.
I'm sorry! It's not like I'm trying to have horrible rolls.
On every single one of my encounter abilities.
and he missed, he only got 1 out of 3 on your daily.
You can have someone else roll for you. I totally would understand, but John's rolls suck too.
Actually, when I'm rolling for Alcor, I seem to be doing just fine.
Yeah, and last time we rolled for Rex, it was...
kicking things.
Or one of my kicking things. Alright, so anything else you want to do, Rex? You kind of...
Sure, you can.
I'm going to start chiseling my chunk of marble for my count. Screw you guys.
Okay, I'll count that as a minor action. Alright.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I'll count that as a minor action.
I'm sorry. Sorry, my bad. That just... Well, it's a minor action to take out the item, and I'm guessing he's using his move action as a minor action, so he's going to start chiseling.
So what, he's going to take it out and start rolling it around while holding his chisel on it?
No, he's going to...
He said using his move action.
No, you can actually change your move action to a minor action.
Yeah, but you can't do it the other way around.
No, he's got
so broken.
End turn.
Okay.
So, it is now Psyduck's turn.
Hello.
Oh, no.
I think he had a little bit of fear from Elcor after that hit.
He shifts back 3, which would be west. And he rolls a javelin.
God damn it.
Against... Oh, what up? Elcor.
Yeah. I would think, as far as threat goes, yeah, that's a good... after boosh, 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 boosh. That hits, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
2d6 plus 4. 4.
I know what I'm going to do next turn.
5. 9 plus 4. 13. On Alcor.
Okay. See how when we get hit in this encounter, we're not like, oh shit, we're going to die. It's just like, ow, that kind of hurt.
How much is it?
We should kill them. Them
13?
Bastards.
13?
13, yes.
Okay, so it's 11 out of 40, so I'm at 29. I have a 2 temp HP from killing
shit.
Oh,
right.
My turn. I feel...
Can you smack something?
I can't reach anything from here.
You can't reach Nidoqueen.
Well, I could. Yes.
Hell, you can charge her, but that'd be a bad idea. With, you know, it'd be nice
to
have...
Yeah, okay. I move next to Nidoqueen. I don't really care where. Yeah. And... I'll do a Viper Strike against Nidoqueen.
Why did you have to get in my way? By the way, you're going to take damage next one of my turns. Just letting you know.
Petey! Use Fire Blast!
Pretty much.
Okay, 17.
I want to get a familiar.
Plus 8. So yeah, that's a hit versus AC.
Yeah, if you roll a 17, just...
Yeah,
we kind of figured that. And roll damage.
Yeah, I'm trying to roll my damage.
By the way... You roll on the outside of the DM court when it's your player.
1d8 plus
4. Try not to hit everything else on the table.
1 plus 4, 5 damage.
I warned you.
That cloud, it sucked. It literally landed right on a little rock.
Yeah, well, I told you not to hit anything on the table. That's how our rules
are. Okay,
so
5 damage.
Plus 4, so yeah, 5
damage.
So was that 5 damage really worth getting hit for?
Did you include the plus the damage from your plus 1 longsword?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you only get... Wow.
Poor Oswin. I was just looking at the... Oh shit, I'm Infernal Pack, so it's going to hurt him even more.
Okay. Well, whose turn is it next?
Okay.
Unless I'd go before, whatchamacallit.
Now it's Joe's turn.
I guess I'll have to go after Psyduck then, because some, Okay, Warlock's cursed this bitch.
Move past the burning orphanage.
Burning orphanage? What did you do? Like, rebuild one just for the pure sake of saying you can burn it down while we're fighting for your
It was already there. It got caught on fire during the crossfire of the...
What random orphanage is out in the middle of the country and nothing nearby except for one road with all these hobgoblins about?
All orphanages. It's a goblin orphanage.
Oh, I see. They're trying to protect their little...
We're the bad people here.
God damn it!
He's not happy about this. He's like, I didn't know we were doing this.
Okay, so fiery bolt into the squaw on the back of Psyduck's face. I know it's actually its head, but... 12 plus 1 plus 6. 19.
19 okay. Versus reflex.
Yeah, that's
it. Okay! 4d6. This is gonna be fun. Oh, and I get to set him on fire. And creatures adjacent, which there's none. Also, get set on fire. So, 5.
5.
6.
11.
3.
14.
3.
17.
Plus 4.
21 damage.
You
bitch is dead.
Yeah, you kill him.
Blah, 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 blah.
One damage less, he would have lived.
Yeah, well, this is why I used Fiery Bolt instead of something else.
He would have died on his next turn with a 5 ongoing fire damage.
Okay. Okay. Nidoqueen. Nidoqueen is not happy.
No. Nidoqueen is the only one who actually does stuff against us.
No, I got so many javelins thrown at me.
Yeah, well, you're still fine. Wait, when you say you, do you mean Alcor or the Border Guard? It's hard to tell sometimes.
Oh, Alcor's character got out of...
Freaking dual classing. That's a cheating way to dual class, you know?
Okay, Nidoqueen whacks me for. Let's see.
Nidoqueen, use headbutt!
Okay, yeah, it hits me, so it does 1d6 plus 7 damage. 8 damage. And it slides me one square away.
Why do you want to do that?
He's still in the thing.
Northeast.
Ah. Northeast? Okay.
And M's turn.
It seems like it'd be less convenient for the Nidoqueen.
Whose turn is it next?
Nidoqueen, use body slam! Oh shit, Nidoqueen's dead.
Nidoqueen's a dead motherfucker. Alright. I'm just gonna go drop all my damage and devastating strike, man. Like, drop all my defenses, I mean. No, I can charge him. I would be able to charge him, but I'm just going to move. And I'm going to Devastating Strike. It reduces all my defenses by 2.
Which only matters if you don't get a...
Okay. So, see, it's a good thing he slid him away, because now he doesn't get combat advantage. You know, I don't get combat advantage.
You would have.
1, 2, 3. I have 6 movement speed.
But what's that have to do with...
Flank.
Oh. Still would have worked if you only pushed him...
Okay.
Well, anywhere, really.
Ooh. Okay. Shit. Nope. Okay.
Can we assist him on this devastating strike?
No. Nope.
He rolled a 4.
I rolled a 4. Minus 2, plus 7. Or, plus 9. So, no.
No.
Some things your low rolls just can't compensate.
Guard.
1, 2, 3. Okay, so, what else do I have? You know, screw it. You know, he's not bloody, so he can't heal, but... One, I'm going to Dragon's Breath this motherfucker. It's a minor action, by the way.
Like, just to use all your
kill
colors.
Us all.
No, he's gonna... No,
I'm going to burst this area over here. See?
Well, he could burst and kill you.
I can burst this area if I wanted to, but no, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Alright.
Probably should, I mean. So just to step him in line.
Where's my... Okay. Strength versus AC?
11.
11 plus 4. How much is that? 11 plus 4. That's 15. 15 to...
Wait.
15 to reflex. Dragon's Breath.
It hits.
Sweet! It is 1d6 plus 1.
Yeah, you don't kill me.
3D!
Plus, applies a sticky coat of acid that makes him mildly uncomfortable.
it has no ongoing damage, but it's just, you know.
There should be a status effect, mildly uncomfortable.
Rex.
No, that was my minor action. Instead of marking him.
Yep.
I could do the smart thing and mark them, but no, why would I do that? Invigorating Smite is my other encounter. Might as well.
Yep.
So, it's Charisma versus AC. 16 versus AC.
Miss.
Shit.
Yeah, I figured this out. Yeah. Now Rex. Unless John wants to curse at something.
No. I breathe acid on him. I'm fine.
Okay, then.
Magic missile, the Nido Queen.
Yes. 15.
19 versus reflex.
No.
21. Oh, it's 6, yeah. 21 versus reflex.
Damage. Damage report, Mr. Sulu.
2d4.
4.
More.
1.
1.
5 plus 4.
So 9.
9 damage.
See, I was good to you.
Mostly. 9 damage. Is he dead yet?
No.
God damn it.
Oswin can finish him.
Oswin, do it!
I hurl a javelin.
God damn it, just get combat advantage!
Never mind, yeah.
I rolled a 19.
Sweet!
Can you loot it afterwards?
It doesn't matter what I roll, he's dead.
It's a low HP, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, your modifier.
Uh-huh. Yay!
Are you proficient with throwing
weapons?
I
got the killing blow.
And do you get -2 for being in the...
True, but it's still hit.
Are you proficient with throwing weapons?
No. Not at all. Well, no, he's actually proficient in...
Yeah, I'm actually proficient in it, and yeah,
he's actually...
He uses my strength versus instead of the...
Wait, it's heavy throw?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It weighs 5. That's why I don't want to carry javelins.
Oh.
I was carrying 20.
Thud. Revenge for all the other times. Okay, can I loot the javelin from inside my chest? Just like, oh, mine.
It more of a hit your... Okay, that was...
Yes.
It went through him. It's over here.
Do an endurance throw to see if you don't pass out from the pain first.
Wait, the healing ward disintegrated that part of the javelin.
No, it didn't. 6.
You failed.
Plus modifiers. My endurance is 6.
12.
You pass out. And you start bleeding copiously. Now we must rush to save you. You turned this into an episode of ER. Good job.
Okay.
Our ratings.
Okay, should I actually heal him or just stabilize him? Because if we stabilize him, he's still unconscious.
That depends. How evil are you?
I'm a good guy.
So you say, but
we're
killing
wait.
Question.
So far.
Question. Okay, did I actually pull the javelin out?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm holding it.
You're bleeding copiously.
Okay, so I can still loot it when I
yes.
Being conscious. Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yes, you have one javelin now. Now, depending on how evil everyone else is, you don't wake up to having all your loots jacked.
No, because I'll still murder everyone when
you're
I come
unconscious.
To.
Unconscious.
When
if
I
they
come
know
to.
You're gonna do that based on your personality.
So do I?
They will try to creep degree you repeatedly.
Okay, if you guys want to kill me and make me not play anymore, fine. I'll make a new character. A new character that will be so overpowered that it'll spec into improvised weapons.
That'd
okay,
be awesome.
Not really overpowered, but...
Yeah, you're losing a lot of everybody improvised weapons.
Yeah.
No, I'm just some of the funniest...
Screw it, I'm gonna stabilize you.
Try. Failed.
Alcor's turn!
Probably made me worse. You rolled a fucking one.
Actually, no! The stabilize is only a DC 10. I have 9. 9 plus 1! So F you can use a healing surge.
But I'm still at max HP.
Okay, so you're awake.
I'm just like, that hurt.
Oh. So yes, I woke you up. So yes, 10.
See, if anything, I hurt my temp HP. It's just like, ow, that was uncomfortable. What happened? Where am I?
Okay, so...
Where am I?
The distribution. Okay, what?
Okay.
I go and loot my imaginary hat.
Where's your imaginary hat?
Wearing it.
Oh. Okay, that's your loot.
No, because
okay.
It fell off when I fell.
Boys and girls, there is a total of 12 javelins littered around the field.
Yay.
I'll take...
Actually, counting the ones in our chests, I would like to loot the javelins from other people just now.
No, that's a total of 12 around everywhere.
But is that including inside people? Because I'll
just... That was including the one and probably ingrained in your chest.
You would have to go ask Rix if he can steal her javelin.
Rix, can I loot your chest?
It went through.
That's so wrong.
What?
I had a hole in my chest before it got healed.
Really, there's not that much cushioning, so it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's wearing a kobold robe.
A crappy kobold robe. That totally didn't help him shift out of the way. Whoops.
Okay. It'll be handy eventually.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
No, I doubt it ever.
Oh, yeah, there's a...
Fix your loot.
What do you mean?
Remember the last time you made something that didn't have certain modifiers on it, and then people...
You forgot to put plus one, didn't you?
Plus two. I forgot about the...
Again.
There is a staff of magic missile plus two.
Ooh, mine! Mine! I'm kidding, I can't use staves.
Leather robes, two long spears, two heavy shields, two flails. Yeah.
So, Rix, we got you one item. And yeah, thank you for the catch, by the way.
Oh, yes, another plus zero item. Thank you so much, you kind sir.
See, this wasn't too bad of an encounter.
No, it hurts. I just got crit a bunch of times in the chest.
It wasn't crit, it just hurts. Okay, one crit.
Rix got crit there first turn.
I want to be able to hit as hard as I want javelins.
Hey, we'll loot them from yourself, and then you can hit as hard with the javelin. It'll make someone pass out.
By the way, if you want to write down what's your thing, it's a plus two, so it grants plus two to attack and damage, and its effect is it grants one damage for any time you cast magic missile, and it also it goes up to two at level 11 and three at level 21. Not the greatest, but it's...
Wait, isn't it a plus two, though?
It's plus
two accuracy.
Plus two accuracy, plus two damage, like I said, yeah.
Wait, and plus two damage also?
Yeah.
My implement sucks! You!
And he also gets an extra plus one damage on his magic missile.
So, Rix, does that mean you have equal damage to my Eldritch Blast now?
No.
I mean, potential.
So it's 1d8...
No, it's 2d4s.
2d4.
Plus 1, plus the 2 from the...
Yeah, so plus 2d8, plus, or 2d4 plus 3 plus your intelligence.
So, yeah. You can actually deal more damage than me with magic missile now.
Yeah.
Well, there's two magic missile things, and I couldn't decide which one to give you. I think I did the right choice.
I still say you shouldn't be allowed to use...
Which was the other one?
It pushes on hit. Pushes one score. I don't think you really care about that.
Away from, or you'd get to choose?
Away, just in the right way direction.
Lame.
Yeah, it's not that. It's the one damage is so much better.
Terratron, terrorize!
Okay, so what else is there? Flails?
Two flails.
I'll take a flail!
You would. I'll take the horse. I fell off the horse.
Oh yeah, I still have freaking 8 daggers on me.
Seriously?
Everyone add on 750 experience.
Okay.
380. That means I go up to 4. Wait. So 4, 5, and 50. So 4575. Yay!
Is that good? Do we want that?
That was an easy encounter.
Is that why we like barely leveled at all? In comparison?
Yes.
So wait, how much? For what?
450. And so you're at 45.
No. What?
45.75.
45.75.
Yeah.
That looks like a 6, by the way.
Listen to me. See? I fixed my encounter ringing.
No, also ended.
No, this is my encounter.
He had you fix it, and then poked you when you still screwed up your loot.
I always screwed up the damn loot. My bad. This was my encounter, damn it.
Oh, sure. That's why you totally DM'd it. I'm just with him, by the way. Also, when you can chime in at any time.
I'm sorry, what? I was thinking about the upcoming encounters. I might have to rebalance something a bit.
You mean make them harder?
In comparison to another one, yes.
Yeah, in comparison to this, but easier than what he usually makes, right?
No, in comparison to relative difficulty to the other one. Basically, there's
we're trying to go easy, medium, hard here.
Oh, instead of hard, hard, harder. Or hard, harder,
and the
easy
hard
as well.
Fight as is right now, you'd actually, it might be a tougher experience, but you would.
Can we get one-shotted? That's not as hard as John's. Everything in his encounters can one-shot us.
No, but compared to the medium encounter that I've built,
yeah, the medium encounter
is less experience as is right now, so I'm going to have to rebalance the experience reward. And maybe make it a little bit tougher to compensate.
I just know. I like how you guys have it's going to be fun, by the way. Yeah.
See, now John has pre-knowledge of the next stages. Cheater.
Sorry, I helped the
meta
encounter.
Checks, come on. An 8. That made you fail at meta checks.
You know it will be funny and ridiculous.
10.
Fail at meta checks.
You know it will be funny and ridiculous.
Yes, it will be funny and ridiculous.
Great.
It'll be fun! Just like all my...
I just find it funny that, like, he has the tendency to make stages way too hard. Then we get to yours, so they seem way too easy in comparison.
But they're actually they're
like actually proper level and how it's supposed to be. But after comparing it to that, it's just like we can take on anything.
We feel invincible.
I just caught a dragon in a Pokeball.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the next encounter.
Now this tree is more like a hat.
It's a Chinese dragon.
And we got some role-playing done.
Kind of. I snuck into your rooms. I'm the bed intruder.
It's like, hide your kids. Hide your loot. There's some leaking in your windows.
You're kidding. That's too much effort. I'd just go through your door.
I think Rich fell asleep.
Snatching your loot up. Yay.
Rich fell asleep.
Yes, Rex is not happy with us.
Okay, considering we blew like every power we had.
Well, I did so intentionally just because, what else am I going to do with them?
I suggest we camp for the night. Ruins or the burned down goblin orphanage.
Nah.
I didn't blow any of my dailies. Are you kidding?
Only Rex did.
Rex did.
Yeah,
We're good until the next one.
Rex always blows her dailies, though.
That's Rex's thing.
Yeah.
Those dailies.
Make stuff dead fast.
I was surprised Rick didn't use an action point.
No, that's gonna be next battle. Seriously, we can't just take a nap every time we do a battle. It's lame.
We shall continue our adventures, and we're gonna take a small 5 minutes.
We're not actually.
We're having
for the night.
Hey, you have tea leaves? We can have tea next to the burning orphanage.
Yeah, but that's gonna cost you.
How much?
I think it was like 60 copper.
Okay. That's one. That's enough for a kettle of tea. We don't have a kettle.
We don't have a kettle that doesn't include the price of water and a water skin.
I have the water and the water skin.
I'm kidding. I'm not gonna charge you for that stuff. I'm just gonna hold it against you later, dude. Remember that guy who totally gave you those tea leaves when you needed it? Okay, so can I have your horse? Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Okay. So.
Can I have an imaginary horse?
You can have an imaginary horse, but right now this is the horse of Plot's Investment.
A product of your imagination.
By the way, feel free to sell whatever the hell.
So I can have an imaginary horse that floats around following me.
If you want, but it can't do it. It doesn't do actions.
Yep. If you want to do that,
It's your roleplay. You talk to the imaginary horse. Gotcha.
I don't speak equine. Can I make it so the horse speaks supernal?
Okay.
Also, by the way,
you're still a tad schizophrenic, but because you're talking to an imaginary horse, that might as well be a unicorn for all we know.
Okay.
Nah, not unicorn. That'd be weird.
What?
One.
Okay, wait, where's the loot distribution cards? Can we just... Did we actually just... So who's going to actually loot all of this?
I just wanted the flail.
Just one?
So I'll take like anything, and I chose not to.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to put the rest of this in the cart, then.
Okay. Which part? we have two now.
The rickshaw. Well, technically, it's like a caravan.
Yay! We can call ourselves... We can call ourselves the... I don't know.
We can call ourselves the... I don't know.
The something caravan. Or something.
I'll add the stuff later when I get my computer set up again.